Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mother's Bathroom Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set.
Bora Hey, Iconic Army.
Bora Hey.
Happy New Year. It's the year of BTS.
Oh.
Yes. We're so excited. Guys, we had to re-record this intro because when we initially recorded, BTS had not yet teased their comeback date or their tour announcement. So once we got those things, we're like, you know what? We got to go in and re-record this intro because we have to talk about what they gave us recently about the upcoming album, the upcoming tour. So the very first thing that they did is for the gold membership armies, they ended up getting like an email or like a package, which included an image with the date 3/20/2026 at the bottom. So there are like these three red circles all in a line. The first circle has a white dot in the middle. The second circle has like two horizontal parallel lines. And then the last circle has like a sideways H, like if you flipped an H onto its side.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the very bottom, it says March 20th, 2026. Huge news, guys.
Oh my God. Like, literally, when I first saw this, it was like 11 p.m. And I've been on winter break, so I've been staying up so late, like 2 a.m. I knew you'd be asleep already, Bethany, but I was just like freaking the fuck out. I probably sent you 15 messages about this. And like, I saw it on Twitter and I just was so happy because I felt like this is what being an ARMY is all about. Immediately Twitter was aflame with what this meant. Obviously everyone is like, this is the album date, this is when it's going to be released, but let's decode these symbols and talk about what they mean. And it was so fun to see everybody's take on what they could symbolize, what they could represent. And like, people are still theorizing right now, you know. I've seen so many different theories since that first night, but this was obviously huge anticipated news about when the album was going to come out, and just very, very exciting. So cannot wait to see what it all means. Immediately for me, with the like, first of all, you did an amazing job describing those symbols. Like, it's hard to describe like graphic art like that.
I've looked at them a lot.
So much. Yeah.
I know them like the back of my hand.
Well, immediately for me, with like no context, I was thinking, I wonder if these symbols are similar to any Hangul, like any Korean text at all. And so I'm not a big proponent of using AI, but I am too dumb to figure this out on my own. So I did go to ChatGPT and I was like, hey, do these, you know, I inserted the image. I said, do these symbols look like any Korean text, any Korean words or letters or phrases? And it was pretty much like, on their own, no, but if you put them all together, they could mean something. And also, you know, let me know if you want me to analyze it in any way. I said, let's think about this in the scope of BTS. And so for this one, they said the left symbol could be a Korean symbol, Eung, which could represent origin or zero or beginning. So thinking like back to zero, rebirth, reset, which I really love for BTS, because I feel like we get this idea with Wings, with Map of the Soul, with Proof. Like, this is really like giving that. And at the same time, we know this is a new beginning for them. So that's what this symbol feels like it could be symbolic of. Then the middle symbol is a vowel that's tied to balance and flatness and continuation. Visually, it kind of like, it's two parallel lines. It could read like a bridge or a timeline. And so this could maybe connect as like a journey or time passing or connection between eras, which I thought was really cool. And then the right symbol is commonly associated with the onomatopoeia bang, and it's like part of that word. Mm-hmm. So it also, like, it's, I feel like immediately I go Bantan, you know, but the line in the middle connecting them is like the reunion of them as a group, while also representing like their duality of the past and the future BTS. I was like, okay, like, I'm not one for using ChatGPT for anything, but I loved this take on it and thinking that like these three symbols could be like their beginning, their journey, and Bantan representing like, you know, throughout all of our journey, like we're reconnected, we're reuniting as BTS. So I think that would be a really cool representation of this album or what these symbols could mean. And I'm really interested to see like what else or what this really does become when the album comes out.
Yeah. It does kind of look like a timeline to me. Like when you said that the very first one, which is that just circular dot in the middle being somewhat representative of like their origins, beginning, the rebirth, the beginnings, that really made me see this as a timeline. Like, oh, that was BTS's start. The middle is like these two parallel lines, which it definitely looks like it's moving in this direction. Like it's moving left to right. And so you could even think of these two lines as like chapter two, even like they were on separate paths, but then they come back together in the third one. And like, we're in this like third part of their journey. I also feel like the H, that last one, looks a little bit like a ladder to me. Like it, you see those two lines connected, but it almost seems like they're continuing on and going up, but like together with this rod connecting them. I don't know. There's just so much you can interpret with it. It even gave me a little bit of like the scaffolding that we see like Taeyang climb, or a lot of what you were getting with just like looking how it can potentially be related to the Korean language, that it just comes off like Wings design, like the symbols, very much Wings like. And then the red and the white, you and I both immediately thought of Oh, Are You Late Too? And No, and just like those colors.
They're like extreme roots, you know? Like, I think Oh, Are You Late Too era is such an era of them like standing up to the man and like for justice and, you know, for youth at the same time. And so to have those colors, they have not used like this red and white since then. Mm-hmm. So for that to, you know, come out now, I think is very important. Something else that I saw recently online is if you take the symbols and you rotate them 90 degrees to the left where the H looking symbol is on top, vertically, it almost looks like it spells the word hello just without the E, which I like remember that Weverse live with all of them on the beach, and Jin kept saying hello, hello, like so obnoxiously that when you and I talked about it, we were like, this has to be a teaser. Like either the album is called Hello or a hit track is called Hello. Like that would be really fitting after all of this time for them to just simply say hello. So I still really like that idea too.
Yeah, I love the idea of the album being titled Hello or a hit track being Hello. I think it's just perfect for their welcoming back.
Iconic as fuck too. Like what an album
simple.
Name.
It's simple. Yeah.
Yeah. It stands on its own. But this is, I just love being ARMY so much. I love like just seeing everybody's thoughts and theories about what these could mean, and even trying to like pick apart the album theme just from this one small image I thought was so cool.
Right. I'm just now noticing too, like those parallel lines, the edges of them are kind of like slanted.
Yeah, they kind of bevel.
And it reminds me it reminds me of like the ARMY sign too. Just like the BTS ARMY sign.
Oh my gosh, you're totally right about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is so cool. Yeah.
There's so much to unpack. We love it. The symbolism, it's fantastic. We're already obsessed. So very excited to hear more about what the album entails. So a couple days later, we got an official release from HYBE on Weverse with an announcement saying, notice BTS, the fifth album release and world tour announcement. So I'm just going to read it here for you guys. It said, hello, this is Big Hit Music. We are excited to share some details about the release of BTS's fifth album and the start of their world tour. The new album holds special significance as it marks the first album release by the group in 3 years and 9 months, while also indicating the direction the group will take going forward. The members were deeply involved in the creation of the songs, infusing their own thoughts and colors into them while musically expressing the emotions and struggles they have experienced along their journey. Featuring 14 tracks, the album is packed with honest stories that BTS want to share with ARMY, who have been waiting for their PM comeback as a whole group. Filled with the music that's most true to BTS, the album is their heartfelt way of saying thank you to ARMY, who have been there this whole time. We are also pleased to announce that following the release of the BTS fifth album, BTS will be going on a world tour. The tour schedule will be announced separately on January 14th at 12 a.m. We ask for your continued love and support for BTS as they embark on a fresh start through these new promotional activities. Lastly, we would like to sincerely thank all the ARMY who have waited patiently for so long. Oh, so much to unpack here, but guys, we're getting an album with 14 tracks. That is a full-length album.
Hell yeah. Yes. You know that HYBE was like, how many tracks do you want to do? Can we break it up into two albums? And BTS were like, no. And it's funny because later on in this episode, you guys will hear that we'll theorize and we'll talk about what they're going to do with the album. But to know for sure that it's like just 14 solid tracks, a full length, feature length album is so exciting.
Also that their tour schedule is going to be announced on January 14th. Guys, that's literally next Wednesday. That is next week.
Yep.
And we were looking back at J-Hope's tour and what kind of like what how that looked with the release dates and everything. And that also happened like January 13th or something is when they announced the tour. And then like January 22nd, it was like that next Wednesday, that following Wednesday is when ARMY presale happened. So we're thinking that, January 14th will be the announcement. And then we're predicting like January 21st. This is a prediction.
Yeah.
This isn't for sure. Predict that maybe around the 21st is when tickets are going to go on sale for the ARMY presale.
Yeah.
So get your ARMY membership.
Get your ARMY membership, U.S. membership, if you plan on buying US a ticket membership in the U.S. If you buy a global membership, you're going to run into problems. And I see people online giving bad advice about that. Do not buy a global membership if you live in the U.S. Yep. And you don't need both.
If you live
both
in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, guys, there's also a pre-order opening up for the album from 11 a.m. Friday, January 16th. And then the release date for the album is Friday, March 20th at 1 p.m. Korean Standard Time.
So I think that'll be midnight our time, like Thursday into Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
So freaking excited.
So excited. There's also an official website called 2026bts.com with an official countdown and what looks like what will become a clickable button for like both the album and the tour. Right now they're kind of like grayed out.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like they're going to be like a hyperlink at some point there. But right now it's grayed out. So be sure to get your Army membership, check out the website, keep listening to this show and podcast to just get all of the updates, tips and tricks on ticketing and all of that good stuff. But really this episode, guys, is all about just predicting what 2026 holds for BTS and just a reflection of BTS's year of 2025 and what we can look forward to.
It's the year of BTS.
It's the year of BTS. Oh my gosh. Welcome to the year of BTS.
Yeah,
we're here.
We'll
reflect
on our 2025 and BTS's 2025 and look ahead to this year, this amazing year that we have ahead of us. So so excited for you guys to hear it. And then of course we'll come back with another episode later on about any more details that we have about this album and this tour as soon as possible. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, so can we talk about New Year's resolutions for a second? Honestly, the idea that we need to become a completely new person every January is exhausting. What if it's not about being a new you, but being a less burdened you? That's where therapy comes in. It gives you this unbiased perspective to really understand what's weighing you down, whether that's your relationships, your motivations, or your emotions, which can help clear the path on the way to achieving your personal goals.
Yeah, for me, I've been working on reducing the amount of pressure I put on myself to achieve perfection. It really puts a lot of unnecessary stress on myself and can take the fun out of the things that I enjoy. Therapy could really help with that. And what we love about BetterHelp is how streamlined they make their process. You answer a short questionnaire, and with over 12 years of experience, they match you with a licensed therapist from their network of over 30,000 professionals, and they usually nail it the first time. If not, you can switch anytime. They've helped over 5 million people, and live sessions have a 4.9 out of 5 star rating. BetterHelp makes it easy to get matched online with a qualified therapist. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
Today, we're going to hang out for about an hour, and we are going to be reflecting on 2025 for BTS, for the podcast, and for our personal lives. And then we're going to look ahead into 2026 and what we can anticipate from BTS, what we can anticipate for the podcast, and of course, our own personal goals. We do this every year, and these episodes always, we kind of reflect back on them too as the year goes on. So we're excited for this episode.
Yeah, I always love doing episodes like this and really excited to have that reflection time and hold space for what we've done and where we're going, both us and BTS. But before we get into today's episode, we just want to say thank you, Iconics, so much for being here and for all of your support. Listening and sticking by our side throughout all of 2025 means so much to us.
Oh yeah, really.
And we truly cherish like the ability to talk to you guys and have this discourse about this group that we all love so much. So thank you so much for being here and for all of your support over the course of this year. If you'd like to support us even further, you can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Yes, of course. Thank you guys for being here, for all of your support, and of course for listening.
So let's do a little bit of reflection of 2025. And first, let's talk about what BTS did. Gearing up in 2026 is, like Bethany said, the year of BTS, but 2025 is the year where they came back. Mm-hmm. And they did so much this year. First of all, this year was H's 10-year anniversary, which is major. BTS wrote into their contracts that they're currently on that there had to be some sort of celebration and acknowledgement for that 10 years of HOH, since it was such a huge album for them and their development as a group and their growth in the music industry. So we're still anticipating something like that next year, maybe coming from them, but it was just huge that it was the 10-year anniversary. When we listen to songs from those albums, like, I cannot believe that they're 10 years old. That seems crazy to me.
Yeah. And I love that for the podcast, we did a review of all of the HYYH albums. It was so perfect. And it was a great way to commemorate the 10-year anniversary of HYYH.
Yeah, I agree. Something else that happened this year was Jen starred on Kian's Bizarre B&B on Netflix, the reality show where Jen and Kian and another host, I forget her name right now, but
I do, but
she was so great, so I apologize for that. But they all hosted Airbnb guests in their crazy bizarre B&B that's on, you know, on a barge floating in the sea. Just a hilarious, heartwarming, incredible reality show. We both really loved it.
Yeah.
Coming up next in the year, we had Jin and J-Hope hosting Festa. That was so fun and so cute. We were really curious about how they were going to do Festa this year, knowing that two members would be back for it, what they would do. And they did such a great job hosting and also like making that special time with ARMY and to celebrate BTS.
Yeah, it was wonderful getting both of them hosting it because their dynamic was really funny and humorous. And it was just nice seeing two BTS members who were back from the military being so engaged with ARMY. It was everything we could have hoped for. And so it was nice to have that for Festa.
And then right there at the same time, the rest of BTS were discharged from military service. So we got to see their return, get the first like Weverse lives from them being back, get the first OT7 live after all of them were back. And that was a treat. That just felt like, oh my gosh, they're actually home. They're here. Mm-hmm. You know, we can start anticipating what's going to come next.
Yeah. In terms of music for BTS in 2025, J-Hope, this was a huge year for him when he released three singles. He released Sweet Dreams, Mona Lisa, and Killing It Girl. And then Jin also released an album. He released Echo, which was so unexpected, getting a second album from Jin.
Yes.
It was really wonderful. And then for these two, they both got to tour with their new music. And so J-Hope had his tour, Jin had his tour as well. We got to see J-Hope in concert. Jin, we watched virtually online together, which was wonderful. You know, we wish we could have been there in concert, but it was still a lot of fun doing it together. Like, God, I don't even remember how early it was in the morning when that happened, but
it was like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Or 4.
Yeah. But BTS also released their first ever live album, Permission to Dance on Stage Live. And this album was so unique and special. Like, when you put it into the lens of like, this was their first time ever putting out a live album, it's kind of hard to believe, but it really is. And I remember, Kayla, when you and I went to go listen to it, we both were just in awe of just hearing the live vocals. It was like we were transported back to the Permission to Dance on Stage concert in LA. Like, it just was like crazy how those live vocals really put you there with BTS. And I remember us both really missing BTS when this album, this live album came out.
Yeah, I absolutely love this live album. I didn't expect to love it as much as I did. Mm-hmm. But for the first few weeks after it came out, I was blasting it because, yeah, like you said, it made me feel like I was back there in person in concert. But also it was like this beautiful showcase of all of their greatest hits, you know, in a concert set list. It took us through HOH and Wings and Love Yourself, you know, like just incredible. And Map of the Soul, just such great music all compiled onto one album that was live. Like the live vocals really, and like the live stage mixes and everything. Uh-huh. So good. I was like rocking out to that in my car so much.
I was too.
Another musical thing that BTS did was RM did a song with Tablo, Stop the Rain, which we got to talk about on the podcast because it was a song that really covered a lot of difficult conversation and topics, very vulnerable and raw from both of them in their verses and what they talked about, and just a really special song for them to release. So we really enjoyed that.
It was a great collaboration, and like the, like you were saying, like just the lyrical meaning of this song, it was it was just nice to have with these two.
Something else that RM did was he was named the global ambassador for Samsung Art TV and began working on his own art exhibition set to open in San Francisco next year. So always doing very cool artsy museum adjacent things and getting more into the art sphere. Around the same time, BTS did an album camp in LA where they were all there. Actually, while Jin was finishing up his tour, they were touring with Jin, and then they all, you know, hunkered down in LA to really decide on everything having to do with the album, the direction, mm-hmm. how, you know, the visuals, the lyrics, the production, and they just worked on that all together, getting to handpick any producers or other lyricists that they wanted to work with. This was also around the time where we got the already iconic Beach OT7 Live, yes. where they were, I mean, they were giving major HOH vibes walking on the beach and like already teasing, spoiling things here and there that we could only speculate on, like, oh, is that a teaser? Is that a spoiler?
They were all just so charming. All of their personal charms were just really highlighted in that OT7 Always. Beach Live. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a cool concept of them working on the album in LA, hunkering down at this like album camp. Like, I just love the concept of that. And you know, yeah. we know now that the album is completely done. So I cannot wait to hear more about just like the shenanigans that kind of went mm-hmm. on during this time. Like, I think they all really, it wasn't even just about the album. It seems like they really bonded yeah. during this time.
Yeah, and it, from what we have heard from RM, they loved this time. They really enjoyed yeah. this time of remembering what it is to work together on mm-hmm. a project and work towards that goal together, and what each of them bring to the table. And it felt like they had a lot of appreciation for their team. Yeah. I can't wait to get like behind the scenes clips as this album rolls out.
Yeah.
I can't wait for RM's album review where he tells us little tidbits about like what was happening or who brought what to the table for each song, because I think that will definitely come with yes. this album. So
I think so too. I can't wait.
Yeah, me neither. Another thing that BTS did was BTS Fashion Week. I mean, of course, this wasn't just one week. This was, you know, spread over a few months in the summer and in the fall. But we got to see most of the BTS members stepping out looking sexy and just incredible and yeah. drawing every single eye in the city that they were in for their various fashion shows. It was incredible. Yeah. It was amazing.
It was iconic. It goes down in BTS history for sure. There was something about 2025 BTS Fashion Week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The BTS Happy Meal was also released with the Tiny Tans and everyone trying to find all 14 different, the two different versions, all 14 members. Kayla succeeded in that.
I did.
I now have succeeded because of you with some trading. Hell yeah. But that was just a lot of fun for all of ARMYs to get involved in that again, having the BTS Happy Meal. Are You Sure with Jungkook and Jimin premiered this fall, the second series or the second whatever season of Are You Sure? Mm-hmm. I really need to watch it. I still have not watched it. I need to watch it, but I've heard amazing things about it. Obviously, these two are so close and you just get to see all of their shenanigans together. Jungkook also had his documentary film I Am Still premiere in theaters worldwide, which was so cool, and that Jungkook got to have that moment too with this documentary film. Recently, we found out that RM got his driver's license. This has been like an ongoing joke, like inside joke with ARMY and RM, like just him having not had his driver's license. He's just had other things to do, way many other things to do. And honestly, why not have someone drive you around all the time? That sounds nice. But he really worked on it. He studied and now he's got his driver's license. So congrats to RM for that.
Way to go, RM. Also earlier this year, Suga helped open Seoul Severance Hospital's Minyungi Center, which is an autism-focused wing that offers music-based therapy. So yeah. while the other members were busy walking fashion shows, sitting, you know, front row at a fashion show, this is what Yoongi was up to. And this is incredible work that was highly praised by the doctors that he worked hand in hand with to develop this program and to have this wing of the hospital. So really wonderful thing that he did yes. this year.
So incredible. So, so incredible. Yoongi also recently went solo live and debuted his newly adopted black cat named tang. And tang apparently stems from the Korean word for sugar, which is sultang. I could be pronouncing that wrong. But I love that the cat is essentially named after sugar and like sugar, you know, like so cute. It's so perfect. Apparently Yoongi is allergic to cats. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but he adopted Tang from his friend's stray litter, which is so sweet that, you know, he adopted a stray. And he has a black cat. Like, it couldn't be any more perfect. Like,
can
Yoongi
we talk
is a cat.
About the concept of Yoongi having a black a cat? Like, cat. This is literally not just any cat, but a black cat. Very him. Like,
I don't
literally
know if you saw the live,
him.
But he patted his booty. Like, so he cute. Pats his, oh, it's just so adorable. Yeah. It's perfect. Anyways, very eventful year for BTS, but dare I say it will not be as eventful as 2026. 2026, I think, is going to be jam-packed.
Much more. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
The podcast, we had some changes this year since I moved. We had to relearn how to be long distance again. When Bethany and I first started the podcast in 2018, we did long distance audio recording and FaceTiming while recording. But it has been a few years since we've done that. So we just kind of had to like relearn. And I think it was a little bit of an adjustment the first couple weeks where I think we really missed sitting in the same room as each other and having that, you know, that more physical, personal, face-to-face connection. But it feels
same
more
with research.
Normal now.
Yeah,
with
research too. We were always together. I mean, we're talking years of in-person research.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking about that the other day, like going over to your place, like almost every Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not crazy. And now we do like Sunday evening FaceTimes, and it's still really nice because then we get to catch up about like our weeks or things that we didn't text about throughout the week and just like our lives in general. But it just looks a little bit different. So that was just something we had to adjust to. But I feel like we're used to it now at this point.
Yeah, I think we've acclimated to it. It was maybe a bit of a transition there. Some, like you were saying, little hiccups with some like audio and stuff, some new technology.
Well, we had
new computers.
Literally, so we had a few episodes that came out late this past fall just because of audio hiccups. Like, I was recording on my old ass MacBook that I got when I like graduated college, and that girl, she did not have any space on her. Like, she just decided she was not going to export an entire audio file anymore, even if I was exporting to like an external hard drive. And at the same time, Bethany, you were using a Mac computer.
Oh, from a Mac computer from 2013?
Yeah. So ours are about the same, and just they were both getting so old and so slow. Yeah. So I transitioned to recording on my PC that my boyfriend built for me and recording in Audacity. And Bethany, for her birthday, got herself a new, well, I guess Corey got you a
Corey
new MacBook.
Got me
yes,
a
ma'am.
MacBook Air. Yeah.
Very nice. So
it's
we're
sleek.
Both.
Sleek. Yeah.
Luxury.
I'm a one-screen girl now. FaceTiming, got my dock, got my GarageBand, like
it's
all
concise.
Going all at once. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so nice. So since then, since getting through that old tech, we've kind of, I think we're feeling better about the tech we have now.
We're out of the 2010s. We're officially into the 2020s, halfway through this, through 2020s.
Oh,
yeah,
so
2026. Yeah. God. Oh, yeah. But it's been needed. And so honestly, I think the change in our system led to like, all right, let's get with it with the technology here.
Right,
and
totally.
We've really upped our game. And I think all of the audio hiccups is all resolved at this point. So,
I think so.
I think one of the biggest things that happened with the podcast this year too was we finished the Ship series. This is a series that we've had going on since we created this show. And we have officially talked about every BTS ship, which is wild. And so we talked about how in 2026, we're for sure going to finish up like with like a recap of the entire series. Yeah. I think that would be a lot of fun. It deserves that. Something else too with the podcast, one of the episodes that we hold really near and dear to our hearts that we had been wanting to cover for a really long time was covering like the business aspect or the business side of Hybe. And we were able to do a Hybe episode with really beloved friends and listeners of the show, Cals and Sam. It was such a highlight episode of this year. They did such a fantastic job in that episode. If you have not listened to that Hybe episode, go back and listen to it because it's really worth the while. They bring in so much insight into the business side of Hybe and what goes on outside of just like the scope of BTS, I suppose.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was a great episode. I'm proud of it.
I really loved it. You know, me too. And I feel like it gives you such a more unbiased look into Hybe because, you know, you have like Hybe stans and you have Hybe haters, like the extreme of both sides. And I really love the levity that they brought to that conversation and, you know, teaching us things about the business side that we had never learned before. So really, really, I agree with you. Definitely a highlight of the year there. The rest of the year, after BTS got out of the military, we're kind of in limbo here the second half of the year. That's how I feel with the podcast. It was, we were like, oh, they're back, like maybe we'll get something from them, and then of course like we're not getting musical content. We thought we might get maybe some other content we could talk about or whatever, but for some of the time we were kind of grasping at straws, like what can we talk about
they
BTS
did a lot
this
of
week?
solo lives, but really that's never been something we cover unless it's like RM or album specific related lives where they, you know, but other than that, you guys all watch the lives. So it's tough to
even want to make that into podcast content. Like we're into being able to like take something and analyze it and dive deeper. And there's a couple times that we could do that, but for the majority of it, it's just enjoying the content, like the lives that they're putting out, but there's not like from our, you know, point of view content to build off of that. So I think almost like RM has been feeling just very anticipating next year and moving out of the end of 2025. I think we as the podcast are as well. We're excited for what they're going to give us and what we can talk about.
Yeah. We'll talk a little bit more about that here in just a bit.
Let's talk about what we personally did this year. Like I already mentioned, I moved home or back to St. Louis where I'm from, and I moved in with my boyfriend Jeremy in August, right before I started my new job. Living together has been really great. It's just fun being, you know, together every day and having that and not being long distance, like not having to drive across the state to see each other has been really wonderful. I love my new job. Again, I'm teaching middle school. So this is my first year in middle school. I've done 7 years in high school. People always ask me, like, which do you like more, middle school or high school? And it almost feels too soon to tell. Like, I don't want to say middle school, even though that's the way that I'm leaning, because I was in high school for so long and I love teaching high school. High schoolers, you know, they're more mature. Like you're not dealing with a lot of behavioral issues in my high school experience. With middle school, it's all curbing the behavior. But then once you can like curb their attention in the right direction, they are so with it. Like middle schoolers haven't realized yet, oh, I actually have a choice. I don't have to do this work. No, they do the work. Like you're like, all right, guys, we're going to do this. And they all start doing it. I'll have them like speak Spanish to each other. They turn and they're all talking to each other. There's not a single kid in the classroom who's like off task, not talking, whatever. They're just doing it. And you just don't get that with high schoolers. High schoolers have like all of the apathy. They're like over school, you know, they're like trying to be more cool. Middle schoolers still have like some of that curiosity. And that's been really fun. Like I really, really enjoy that. So although they're sometimes their behavior or their energy can be absolutely insane, they are so ride or die and they're so fun and so cute that I really love it. I think it's beautiful.
I'm happy to hear that you're enjoying middle school and that you're like in this age group, because it is a shift. Like it doesn't seem like it would be that big of a shift going from, you know, high school, middle school, but I do think that like those years when you're that young, you know, like each year there's just so much more growth and development. And and so, I could see them being a little bit more enthusiastic than your high schoolers might be.
Yeah, yeah, they definitely are. And like, I'm teaching 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. So I see like the differences even between those grade levels, because it's a huge time developmentally for them. So I am loving it. I'm loving being back in St. Louis, like my like living with Jeremy and my new job. Like everything is really going wonderfully. And on top of that, I really get to spend a lot more time with my sister. That's been wonderful. She got married this past fall, and like I've just been able to go over to her house and just hang out, or you know, we do something together, and I'm making new friends here, and I'm just really enjoying my time. I'm glad that I made this move. It's a good move for me, a good change.
It is a good change for you. I got to go to St. Louis over Christmas, and I got to meet some of your new friends and see your new place finally. And of course, I got to see Ashley, your sister. And so just seeing your life there. And I've always thought like, oh, St. Louis is home, right? Yeah. It's home base. So it's not like you went to like a brand new city. Like, yeah, it's home base. It's very familiar. It's comfortable. And so I can tell that you're really thriving there, and you and Jeremy are so great together. And it just is such a wonderful change, like in the best possible way. So I love your little life that you're building in St. Louis.
Thank you. I appreciate it. The hardest part has been being away from you, and like us, you know, feeling like long distance best friends. We talk. We talk and we see each other when we can.
I think we had a bit of an adjustment. It was, I would say, the first couple months. Was maybe a little challenging, like adjusting to just like the change in how we don't see each other very often anymore, and like the just the communication aspect too, like
I agree, but we work through it. We've been friends for a really long time, so
it's just like with any change, it's just an adjustment period.
Yeah, but we did good. Let's see. Well, something else I did this year was I read 15 books, which is a lot more than I've read in a very long time. Like in the last 10 years, it would be surprising if I read 2 books in a year. So I read lots of Brandon Sanderson. I read the entire Stormlight archive of his, if any of you have read that. Phenomenal. I read some romance recommended by my friend Maddie. I read all of ACOTAR, finally. I have been hounded by so many people to read it. And, you know, so I read it. I'm glad I read it. And then I read some educational-based, like, pedagogy books for middle schoolers. And I guess, you know, just developing my professional side a little bit more this year, too.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed that. And then, of course, like Bethany said, we got to see J-Hope in San Antonio, and I traveled with her and her sister to San Antonio this year to see him over the spring break. And then, of course, we watched Jin's concert together. Those were major highlights of my year as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a good year for you. Like, I mean, truthfully, like, you've had so much happen. Like, it was a big year for you, 2025.
Yeah.
I want to add one more thing. You went to, like, so many weddings. And we're of so many weddings. So it was a huge part of your 2025. Everyone in your life got married.
Truly, truly grateful to have been part of so many people's like special day, whether I was a guest or whether I was in their wedding. But that was a lot of weddings. It was literally from August 30th to November 1st. Every single weekend we had a wedding or a bridal shower.
Yeah.
Or a bachelorette party.
Or a bachelorette. Yeah.
Like, I was so busy with that, and they were all beautiful and fun and exciting. But, like, at the end of that, I was like, okay, I don't want to, like, even think wedding about out. Another wedding. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a really fun time to go to. Yeah. We had, like, 7 weddings.
Yeah. What a year. Oh, for sure. Man.
For sure.
Yeah. For me, one of the big accomplishments that I did personally was I ran a 10K. Not a 5K, a 10K. I get asked that a lot. So 6.2 miles. I've never been a runner. Well, I can't, like, I've enjoyed running as like a form of working out, but I wouldn't say like a competitive runner, or I've never done a race. Like, I'd never done even a 5K before, but one of my really good friends ran a half marathon, and I was just really impressed with her, and I was like, dang, you're killing it. Like, how did you do that? Because she was freshly postpartum too, and that was a big thing for me, was like just kind of finding myself again postpartum. And she really convinced me to go for it. She's like, you can do it. She's known me, like, I went to OT school with her, and she's like, you can absolutely do it. She's like, don't you run? I'm like, not like you running like I've never ran a race? And she's like, you could do it. And truthfully, I took that advice going into all of my training and realized that, like, oh, I can really push myself if and can do anything I set my mind to. Like, that's how I felt after running this race. Like, it was weeks of like training and staying committed to it and sticking to it. And I really, by the end of it, I was like, wow, okay, yeah, I could run a half marathon. Like, I really am like, oh yeah, I could totally run a half marathon.
That's awesome.
So I might run a half marathon, but like running that 10K was like a little me project. And yeah. I was proud of myself for sticking with it and doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Your whole 10K's journey was so inspiring, and just how dedicated you were to your training regimen, but it was at the same time, it's like dedicated to yourself, showing up for yourself.
Yeah.
You were running in the Missouri humidity in the summer out when it was like 90 fucking degrees out. And
it was ridiculous.
Like, if you're not from Missouri, you don't know. We have the worst humidity. Like, yeah. Literally, it's so bad. And you were out there. You were doing it anyway.
I was out there at 5:30, 6 a.m. I was like, trying to beat the heat. Yeah. But I think the biggest part of my 2025 is, of course, being a mom. My baby girl, she turned one. And that was kind of a lot of fun planning her first birthday party. It was an 80s themed, girls just want to be one. And so, yeah, getting to see her grow into a toddler now, it's just amazing to see her go through all of her milestones. And this year I got to see her learn how to walk, learn how to talk. Every single day is a brand new day with her. She's so affectionate right now, so loving. I mean, it's just wild to see, and I love her so much, and being a mom is one of the best joys in this world, honestly. So, so grateful for her and for my little family. And I will have to say, as of today, I have lost all of my pregnancy weight too. And that is really a great feeling, just like having that postpartum be lifted. Like, I feel for any moms out there who are currently pregnant, freshly postpartum, a year postpartum, my advice, like in my personal experience, is like, don't worry about the weight too much. Like, truthfully, it will come off, you know, just stay healthy, stay active. But like, I think that first year, your body is just thinking about nourishing that baby too. And just, it's just holding on to that weight. It needs it. Your body needs it.
Yeah.
So don't stress about it. You get your pink back, you get to feeling like yourself again. And so I'm really happy, kind of like I'm 17, 18 months postpartum at this point, and I'm finally like feeling okay. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm me again. I'm a mom. Like, you'll never fully be like your old self, but a better you for sure. So,
that's
yeah.
beautiful. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. And seeing Millie, just how big she's getting, how much she's doing, is so amazing.
Oh, I
she's
know.
She's so cute.
She's so smart. She's so cute. She's so much fun. She's crazy. She's a crazy girl. And then I guess lastly, a big part of my 2025 was I traveled a good amount. I went to Las Vegas for a friend's 30th birthday. Went to San Antonio, of course, with you, Kayla, to go see J-Hope and with Brittany. I got to go to Broken Bow, Oklahoma with my little family. That was really, really fun. And then we ended the year in Sedona, Arizona, which Arizona is a big trip that Corey and I have been wanting to do since we first started dating. So that it was great to be able to go and see Sedona with Millie as well. So yeah, good year.
That's awesome. Yeah, good year for you too. Good year for both of us.
Yeah,
big year. What does 2026 have in store for us? So much. Yeah. We'll see. There is a lot to look forward in 2026 for BTS. And we have to say, be sure to renew your ARMY membership for ticket sales, because there is a tour announcement expected this month. And the album is expected to come out in March, according to their most recent OT7 Live. So if you want to be ready for purchasing tour tickets and getting ARMY presale, you have to have your ARMY membership renewed. So do that on the Weaver shop and make sure that you have all of your information correct. Otherwise, it is not going to work.
You need it.
You need it. Otherwise, it's going to be, I mean, it's already going to be a bloodbath getting tickets. So, yeah. But we're really looking forward to the tour announcement so we can plan where we're going to go, when we're going.
We have put our 2026 plans on hold. Like, yeah. Your sister wants to go to New York and you're like, wait.
Yeah. Nope. We got to wait. I don't know when I can go yet. Yeah. I got to know when the BTS concert is. RM said in their most recent OT7 live, he said, "I'm going crazy wanting to come back quickly. I really hate this year end. I can't say how much preparation has been done, but when the company announces the comeback, when will that be? I wish HYBE would announce it sooner." So he's ready. He's like, "We know when it's happening. Can HYBE please announce it? Like, the fans want to know. We want to tell them." Feels like this big secret that they're keeping.
I mean, imagine doing all this preparation, knowing that the album's done, how eager they are to just like get the ball rolling. Like, I'm sure they are just ready to go. And having to keep it secret all this time too, like, I'm sure they were dying to share it with us.
Yeah, impossible.
Yeah. So the tour is rumored to start in April, succeeding their album release. So based on Instagram stories and clips, it seems like BTS will be rolling out a tour full of their classic songs, songs that they've been that we've seen in concert from their previous albums when they came out. So we're thinking like Tomorrow, Spinebreaker, Boy in Love, kind of like deep cuts, their version of like kind of like the Eras tour is kind of the best way to put it, bringing back some of those older performances we haven't seen since the Red Bullet tour, HYYH, Wings, etc. It really seems like it is going to be a massive tour. This tour has 30 stops that are predicted, and that is to be in the States alone.
Not even counting the rest of the world.
30 stops in the States alone. So we don't care where we are in the building as long as we are inside one of those 30 stops.
Like, we don't care what city we're flying into.
What city, where we're sitting. Matter.
Just as long as we're in the
building.
I don't
want to be out in the street in the ditch listening from, from a long chair. Like, I need to be there. We need to be inside. I like how we have to specify inside. we are planning, like I said, our entire 2026 around their concert. Like, absolutely cannot wait for the announcement. It's anticipated very early this month, even in January, that we should be hearing. Fingers crossed.
Yep. Fingers crossed. Good luck, everybody. As far as predicting about their album, obviously, like we talked about, this tour is gonna, we think it's gonna have a lot of throwback songs. Obviously, they're gonna tour with stuff from this new album as well. We really only anticipate this one album release this year, and probably that they'll have slower album releases as compared to Pre-Military. It would be interesting to see if they go back to the old album release style where they release a couple smaller EPs and then a repackaged album like they did with the original HYYH, or like they did it with like Love Yourself era, the Her, the Tear, and then the Answer, where Answer was a repackage with a few more songs. The last time they kind of did this was with Map of the Soul, where they rolled Map of the Soul Persona into the beginning of Map of the Soul 7, but Persona was such a short album and Map of the Soul 7 like could stand on its own as like a full length album, so it didn't really follow that format in the same way. But we're interested and curious to see kind of how it rolls out. Because they have such a massive tour planned, we would be surprised if like they broke up the album and they have like, you know, two or three like smaller albums coming out next year. It would make more sense for them to do the whole thing, but
I think
we don't know.
Whole thing. Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, I'm kind of with you. I kind of anticipate it might just be one album that they release. Like, they really have spent so much time on it that I would think that's the route they're going to go. I am excited to see a lot of just like Gen 2 and 3 groups are going to be having comebacks in 2026 too alongside BTS, just because I feel like I'm being taken back to like 2017, 2018, you know, when these groups were like really active. Now that a lot of them are all post-military as well, like EXO and Big Bang, Blackpink is still fairly active. They don't do military, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of like deja vu-y, like, whoa, all these comebacks from these groups from way back when.
Bring them back. Like,
yeah, BTS is coming back as well. So I don't know, it's just going to be exciting to hear all this new music and seeing all these groups be active.
I agree. I'm really excited for it. Speaking of groups, we would be surprised if we get any solo work from BTS in 2026. Like, maybe there'll be a single or two, you know, randomly with another artist, but no albums, no solo albums. We really feel like it'll be solely a group focused year. They just had 2 years to put out any solo work they wanted to. And in the words of RM, let 2026 be the year of BTS. So we think this will just be a solely BTS year as a group.
Yeah. I think so too. Yep. Maybe a little bit of Run BTS in there. I don't know. Maybe a little bit
Oh, that would be fun.
I don't know. Maybe a second album. That might be generous.
They've had some time. So they could have recorded some Run BTS. They could have made two albums.
Yeah.
They could. I would never doubt BTS's ability to get that work done.
Me either.
Yeah. We shall see.
So we will see. Let's talk about our goals for the new year. In terms of the podcast, we talked about doing a final ship series episode where we cover all of the ships, kind of reminisce on all of the ships. Maybe, I don't know. We'll get creative with it. But I think we're going to make like an ending, like a
summation.
Ship series, the final, you know.
Yes.
I think that would be so much fun. So that is a goal for the podcast this year. Album reviews, music video reviews, like, cannot wait to discuss everything with their new music and their new tour. I think it would be cool if we could find a way to, like, after their tour, when we see them in concert, doing a concert review, like, at the Airbnb that we're staying at, or, you know, whatever. Like, it would be fun to do that again. Like, we haven't done that in forever, it seems like.
Yeah.
And it just would be a wonderful time. I can't wait to talk about the development of their style after all of their solo work and being apart. RM talked a little bit in his lives about how they're taking, like, the old BTS into this new album, but also, like, adding on to that. And just, I can't wait to hear it and talk about their style and how it's developed, but also like those origin pieces showing up too in the music. So can't wait, eager to travel to go see them, all of the above. Like, I think that's mostly what we're looking forward to with the podcast, is just all the new from BTS as a group.
It's gonna feel so refreshing, and like we're getting back to our roots of being able to have like the album and the music videos and the concert, those experiences to pick apart and to talk about. It's what we really, really love to do, is to analyze it. So really just excited for all of that.
Yeah, me too. Okay. In terms of my personal goals for 2026, I want to continue my running journey, or if I don't do running, I would be really happy with getting back into biking as well. I used to bike a lot. I've kind of gone on this running route, but like, I'd be happy if I went either way with it. Like, I can't decide if I want to make a running goal or a biking goal. So if I have a running goal, it would be to run a half marathon. I love that it challenges me. I think I could do it. But also, I had a thought like earlier this year when I was kind of like biking with Corey about biking the entire Katy Trail. Which, if you guys don't know the Katy Trail in Missouri, like, it's a old railroad basically that they turned into a biking trail, or just a trail from essentially like Kansas City all the way to St. Louis. It would be challenging, but it would be so cool to do.
I think
it
you could
Corey.
Do it. Yeah.
Oh, I think I could do it. I think
you could definitely
do it for sure. I would have to train for it.
Yeah.
But
and it would
it
be
would
like
be a lot of
a
fun
few
to train
days
for.
Long trip, and you
yeah,
know,
yeah,
you could do it.
The stops along the way would be, we could make it so enjoyable, so enjoyable. So yeah, one of those two for 2026 is my goal. Continue to just kind of take care of my health. I think, you know, I've developed some healthier habits over this last year that have really benefited me. I've already made my primary care appointment. Just make sure I get my annual wellness check. Highly encourage everyone, do that, you know, go see your doctor. Yeah. Take care of yourself. I think since having a child, I just realized the importance of health and my vitality, and just, it's taken a front row seat. Like, I got to be around for her forever, you know, like I got to be here for her. And yeah, my family, I just want to stay as active as I can. I will say, Kayla, you have inspired me a lot with reading. Like, you are an inspiration where I'm like, I really should read more. Like, I read like a couple books a year, if that. So I think if I had a goal of like 10 books, that would be really a solid, I would be so happy if I read 10 books. Yeah. We'll see.
You're on Goodreads. I know, we added each other.
I should make a goal.
You should.
You can make a goal on there, right?
You should like add books, like go and search and add books to like your want to read.
My TBR.
Yeah, whenever you like are like, oh, I got one up next. Like, what should I do? You have that list already. You can pick from.
Yeah.
So, cool. Yeah. Love. I love your goals. For me, since I read 15 books this year in 2025, in 2026, I want to read 20 books. I think that I can do it. I want to do more than I did this year. So give me your book suggestions. DM me on Instagram. Let's add each other on Goodreads so I can see what you've read and your reviews and, you know, anybody who wants to connect right there. I have lots that I still want to read on my list, but I'm always open to the suggestions. I love a mystery. I love a fantasy. I'm okay with the romance. They're not like my top fave, but I'll read it. Like, I like aspects of them. So just let me know. Give me your recs.
Yeah.
For me, I really want to work out consistently in 2026. I started 2025 on a really good working out kick. Honestly, like all of the first half of the year. And then I moved and I fell out of it completely. And I gained so much weight just from going and working out consistently to not doing it at all. And it was hard between like the move and also settling into my new job and kind of like the stress of taking that on. I just stopped going to the gym like all fall and
you were busy.
And it was hard with like the weddings and, you know, I don't want to make excuses because I, ever since being like, I'm tired of feeling like this about myself, I want to go back, you know, for like November and December, I was going to the gym after work and being just fine with it. So I've been back into it for about a month now. And every time I return to the gym, I'm reminded of how good it makes me feel, like how good it is for my mental health and my self-confidence. And I'm just glad to be there and to get it done. I always feel so positive after finishing a workout. So I want to remember that. I want to remember how every time I fall off of going to the gym, when I return, I'm like, oh, why did I ever stop doing this? I want to really keep that in mind to keep me motivated to keep doing that for my mental health. This year too, I really want to travel. And besides like BTS stuff in the past, you know, like 5 years, I really have not been able to travel at all, like take a vacation or anything. So I really, really want to go to Puerto Rico with Jeremy next summer. It's our plan. We're just waiting to like book anything until we know BTS tour announcement. My sister and I want to go to New York and see a show on Broadway for our birthdays. We both have birthdays right next to each other in May. So like if we can do like end of May, like that'd be so cool. And obviously we'll travel to see BTS, but like, I really want to do that. Like, I feel like I deserve it and I haven't been able to in so long. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Puerto Rico, you would love it. You should totally.
The home of Bad Bunny. Like, oh my God. I have this fat Google Doc of all of the places that, did you know that Bad Bunny and Yadier Molina are from the same suburb in Puerto Rico, by the way? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. But I'm like, sure Jeremy could have some fun in Puerto Rico too. Like with his like love for baseball. Like, I'm sure they've got like something there.
Yeah, and there's Old San Juan is so cool. We're both really into history, and so just exploring Old San Juan, like the oldest fort in the New World is in Old San Juan, and there's also a tropical rainforest. It's the only tropical rainforest in the US territories or states is there, El Yunque.
Cool.
And so we're gonna like, you don't need a tour guide or anything, you can just go to it. So we're gonna explore it, and there's bioluminescent bays where you can like take a ferry to an island off of Puerto Rico and see the bioluminescence at night, and like
so how cool. Yeah, like, so you can't see that in many places.
We have it all planned, just not booked because we're waiting on BTS, but very, very much looking forward to that. Oh, Jeremy, the big thing that he's looking forward to, because he loves Taco Bell in Puerto Rico, they have the only remaining Pizza Hut KFC Taco Bell combination.
Oh, really?
And it's called Ken Taco Hut is what they call it. Mm-hmm. But like there's food that you can only get there at that one, so like we definitely have to stop there. So yeah,
of course. That's great.
But yeah, and the last thing I really want to do this year is I want to start pursuing my master's degree. Being a teacher, it's important to continue your education past your bachelor's. I have just not ever gone back to school because I wasn't sure what I wanted to get my master's in. But I recently had an epiphany about my desired career path, and I'm ready to take steps towards that happening. So I've looked into a couple programs. I've made contact with a university that I'm going to have a meeting with them next week and just ask questions and find out if that's the program for me. But maybe like this March, I could start towards my master's, and it's like a year-long program that I'm looking at. So by this time next year, I could be like finishing it up in like my last term of it. So I'm really excited about that.
I'm excited for you. You can totally do it. And you've kind of been talking about doing this for a little bit, and I just am happy that you have like a direction for it. Like, you know a little bit more now of exactly what you're looking for.
And what I want to do. So very exciting. And I think we both have lots of high hopes for 2026.
It's going to be a fantastic year.
I think it's going to be, it's going to be the best year yet.
I think it might.
I mean, it's the year of BTS, plus like the goals that we have for ourselves are really amazing and going to be so awesome. I can't wait for us to, you know, meet with this episode next year and see and talk about what all we did.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. The year of BTS.
The year of BTS. It's here. 2026. It's here, guys. Happy New Year. We're excited for everything to come. And we hope that you all are excited for what's upcoming with BTS and for your New Year plans and goals and resolutions as well. We appreciate you sticking by with us in all of 2025. Even before that, the years prior with BTS's military service and however long you've been around. And we're excited to see where 2026 takes all of us. As always, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS in 2026.
Whoop whoop.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.